Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we are talking about Revenue Procedure 2002-9. This one is about a simple but important question. Do you need to ask the IRS for permission before you reclassify your building components? The short answer is no, and this procedure is a big part of why. Here is the background. When you change how you handle something on your taxes, the IRS has a name for that. It is called a change in accounting method. Method changes come in two flavors. Non-automatic changes require you to file a request and wait for IRS approval before you do anything. Automatic changes just require you to file the right form, and the change goes through on its own. Cost segregation reclassification is a method change. You are saying, I used to treat this building component as 39-year property. Now I know it should be 5-year property. I am changing my method. Revenue procedure. 2002-9, put that kind of reclassification on the automatic list. You file Form 3115, the accounting method change form, with your tax return. No advance approval, no waiting, the change happens. That is a big deal. Before this was clear, some advisors worried about whether the IRS might challenge the process itself, not just the classification decisions. This procedure removed that worry. It confirmed the road was open. It also confirms something else. When you go from a slower depreciation rate to a faster one, the IRS treats that as going from an impermissible method to a permissible method. That qualification matters. It unlocks the Section 481, a catch-up adjustment. All the depreciation you should have taken in prior years but did not, you get to claim it all in the year you filed the Form 3115. One big deduction, one year. Now, Revenue Procedure 2002-9 has been replaced. The current framework comes from Revenue Procedure 2015-13, and the current automatic changes list is Revenue Procedure 2025-23. We will cover those too. But 2002-9 was the governing procedure for cost segregation filings for over a decade, and the core idea it established is still in place today. If your study involves a look back or a retroactive reclassification, the process you are using traces back through this procedure. It is part of the legal chain that makes everything work. Thanks for listening. You can find the full authority library inside your cost segregation report.